Sierra Anderson is part of the new show Hook, Line, and Sisters, which premieres on the TLC network this week. Sierra, let me begin by asking you a little bit about the show. What is it about?
The show it's about a couple things. First of all, it's about a family working together to make a living, commercial salmon fishing. And then we also do Sitka herring in the spring. And then secondly, it's sort of about fishing from a female perspective. It's about my sister and I and kind of our journey through the fishing industry.
It's you and your sister Memory in the show, but really your whole family is involved in the fishing industry, right?
Oh, absolutely, yes. It's definitely a family operation, and it just kind of delves deeper into the trials and triumphs of working together as a family in this kind of industry.
How did this end up happening? How did TLC find you, or how did you find TLC?
You know, this has been a work in progress for a while now. When I came back fishing with my dad a couple summers ago, I came back with the intention of documenting my story and being able to share it with friends and family, people in my world here in Colorado who know nothing about commercial fishing in general. And I accumulated enough footage to kind of present a story and concept and got picked up by a production company, and then kind of all fell in place from there on out. They pitched it to several networks and got a lot of interest, and TLC bit the fastest, so it worked out.
Just like fishing.
Yeah, it was definitely a gamble. It was a very fast negotiation process, and very rarely does any network I don't think it happens this quickly. So I feel very fortunate to have had it happen that quickly for us, because probably within a month it went from pitch to green light meeting and you know, sold. So that was probably prompted more by the fact that fishing season was going to be starting and there's deadlines and it's kind of now or never. So that helped.
Like a lot of reality shows, they're set around an event happening. You can't just go into a soundstage and film them, so you have to follow that timeline.
Exactly. But the thing about this, I mean, reality shows are reality shows, and they're always going to focus in on the drama. But there's no soft script, you know, when it comes to this show in general. I mean, this is as raw and real as it gets. And obviously, cameras there changes the dynamics a little, but everything that happened was very, you know, is true and accurate. And I got to preview the episode, so I was surprised to find that, you know, it was all pretty accurate. I mean, they had to compress a lot down into time periods, but, you know, for the most part, I was pleasantly surprised.
Were you nervous going into watching those seven episodes, wondering what it was going to look like?
Absolutely. I was so nervous. In fact, I'm very glad that I got to preview it before, because if I didn't, I'd probably just want to shut myself in a closet and watch them without anyone else around, not having viewed it myself. So it was good to kind of get a taste for, well, and I'm sort of the developmental consultant, as they call it. And so I've been able to share my input and give my feedback and have a little more of an active role in terms of post-production, which I'm very happy about, because anything can get thwarted, and it's important to be able to catch inaccuracies before they go to air. So, you know, I've played a little bit of a role in that.
You mentioned the cameras earlier when we were talking a little bit about, you know, whether it was, you know, how, whether it was scripted or whether it was, you know, felt like you were kind of following a soft script. You said that obviously you weren't, but I'm wondering about the cameras just from a work standpoint. Fishing is really hard work. The particular
yeah.
fishery here in Sitka is really hard work. And what's it like having a camera crew aboard an already pretty complicated situation?
It definitely, I mean, it's not easy for sure. It definitely changed things. The flow of work probably got slowed down a little, and I think that the person it affected the most was my dad, which wasn't always pretty. And you know, anytime when you're on a fishing boat, you prize any kind of personal space. There is no personal space, but you definitely have to, you know, respect the little bit of space that each person has. And you learn that about just having worked on commercial fishing boats. Everybody knows that. But when you bring on 4, 5, 6 extra bodies, all of a sudden you don't have any personal space and you have cameras in your face all the time. So it's something that you just sort of eventually you become accustomed to. And, you know, I just kind of, at the first week of filming, I was honestly a little torn up because, like, I don't know how I'm going to make it another 2 months with this. But you get used to it. And I think that's really what it comes down to. You just deal. You just learn to deal, just like in every scenario in commercial fishing and to the good and the bad, you just deal. And I think having the cameras there was just one more variable, and you just had to deal with it. So
I wonder, people who grow up in fishing families, I would imagine some of them are all about it and go right into the work, and some of them want nothing to do with it and get as far away from it as possible. And a lot of them probably fall in between. I'm wondering what your story is in terms of growing up in a fishing family and whether you had planned on it being a career or in between there.
You know, I think I can say for myself, I went through periods where I was like, I'm leaving and I'm not ever coming back. But there's always something. It does bring me back. And I think I will always be involved in the commercial fishing industry. But putting that aside, I did take a long time or a period of time off from fishing. I was an athlete on a scholarship in college, and so I was mostly focusing primarily on my sport for about 5 years and training. And so I took about a 5-year hiatus off from fishing. And then once I graduated and had that commitment out of the way, I came back.
You sound like you enjoy commercial fishing a great deal. I wonder, putting the show together, you know, bottom line, was it a fun experience?
The fishing or the filming?
Well, I guess the filming.
The filming? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for me, it's partly a career move. Video documentation and production, I've just been fascinated with that industry, and I've learned a lot from having them on board, and so having that experience is so valuable to me. So there were definitely hard times during that period, but I wouldn't ever give it up for anything. I mean, I loved it.
Will the memory Anne be back for the herring fishery this year?
I can't say. I can't say. I don't know what the plan is for this spring. Obviously, the past 2 seasons haven't gone so well for us, so I'm not sure about this upcoming season.
All right. Well, 7 episodes of Hook, Line, and Sisters are set to begin airing this Thursday on TLC. Sierra Anderson, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.